Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке AG. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
Reporters are constantly asking people for stories they report. So ask your friends and family questions. Do it on the record. For instance, talk to your grandfather or uncle. I used to ask all my relatives about their real life experiences, and they always had something interesting to say. Then I'd write the stories they told me about, just for fun.
Speaker 2. Reporters often have to work hard to get interviews. Very often they have to travel long distances to get information for their stories. It's good to know that as a reporter, you won't have a couple of days to pack your suitcase. Instead, you may have a few hours at best, and the next moment you are off to Egypt or some other country. But I think that writing real stories in a real time frame is the best part of the job of a news reporter. Speaker 3.
Never give up and you'll get a job. After earning a college degree in broadcasting, I got a job with a TV station in New York. But the job wasn't as a reporter. I was an office assistant. But I didn't give up. I kept going to the newsroom and asking if I could do anything. And then one day somebody left and I got her job. They knew that I had always wanted to be a news reporter.
Speaker 4. At the beginning of your career as a news reporter, you'll be looking for a job in a local newspaper. News directors want to know if you can turn these common stories into something exciting. And if you can, the job is yours. So my advice is to look in your local newspaper for local community social occasions. There are always festivals, meetings, fairs, or things like these happening. Do your best to turn them into exciting stories. Speaker 5. Some of the best advice I got was to develop my abilities and learn as many skills as possible. One of the things that helped me get my first job was taking part in a meteorology program to earn a second degree. It allowed me to apply for more jobs than most people, because the more things you can do, the more opportunities you have to get a job in the news industry. Speaker 6.
You won't just get a job in news reporting a few days after graduating from college. The process of getting a job in the news reporting field can be difficult and annoying. It can take a while, but wait your turn. Don't get upset or angry. If you have a talent for something, opportunities will happen. It may not happen exactly when you want it, but something will happen in your favour. Take your time and don't rush.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. You will now hear the texts again. Speaker 1.
Reporters are constantly asking people for stories they report. So ask your friends and family questions. Do it on the record. For instance, talk to your grandfather or uncle. I used to ask all my relatives about their real life experiences, and they always had something interesting to say. Then I'd write the stories they told me about, just for fun.
Speaker 2. Reporters often have to work hard to get interviews. Very often they have to travel long distances to get information for their stories. It's good to know that as a reporter, You won't have a couple of days to pack your suitcase. Instead, you may have a few hours at best, and the next moment you are off to Egypt or some other country. But I think that writing real stories in a real time frame is the best part of the job of a news reporter. Speaker 3.
Never give up and you'll get a job. After earning a college degree in broadcasting, I got a job with a TV station in New York. But the job wasn't as a reporter. I was an office assistant. But I didn't give up. I kept going to the newsroom and asking if I could do anything. And then one day somebody left, and I got her job. They knew that I had always wanted to be a news reporter.
Speaker 4. At the beginning of your career as a news reporter, you'll be looking for a job in a local newspaper. News directors want to know if you can turn these common stories into something exciting. And if you can, the job is yours. So my advice is to look in your local newspaper for local community social occasions. There are always festivals, meetings, fairs, or things like these happening. Do your best to turn them into exciting stories. Speaker 5. Some of the best advice I got was to develop my abilities and learn as many skills as possible. One of the things that helped me get my first job was taking part in a meteorology program to earn a second degree. It allowed me to apply for more jobs than most people, because the more things you can do, the more opportunities you have to get a job in the news industry. Speaker 6.
You won't just get a job in news reporting a few days after graduating from college. The process of getting a job in the news reporting field can be difficult and annoying. It can take a while, but wait your turn. Don't get upset or angry. If you have a talent for something, opportunities will happen. It may not happen exactly when you want it, but something will happen in your favour. Take your time and don't rush.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите разговор между друзьями. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1-А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1 – true. Какие не соответствуют? 2 – false. И о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3 – not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hey, Charlie. What are you doing for your holiday?
We are going to Tunisia for a couple of weeks.
Oh yes? When are you going?
Well, we're leaving on Saturday, August 16th, and we're getting back on Sunday 31st.
You're leaving from London, are you?
Yes, that's right. From Gatwick Airport, early in the morning. The flight leaves at 7:30, in fact.
What are you going to do in Tunisia, then? Sunbathe on the beach?
Well, I'm going to spend a lot of my time on the beach, if I can. But my wife Jill's got lots of ideas about visits. So we're going to see the Sahara Desert and the Roman ruins. And she wants to go to the Tunis to buy a carpet or something.
You're going to have some heavy luggage when you come back then?
I suppose so. We usually do. What about you then? Where are you going on holiday, Annie?
Well, we're going trekking in the Pyrenees.
Trekking, are you? That sounds energetic. Are you going in a group, then?
Yes, about 10 of us. We're meeting at Dover on Saturday evening, August 9th, at 8 o'clock. That's the Saturday before you go. We're taking the ferry to France and then going by train to Toulouse, and then by bus to Andorra.
So you are going to start walking in Andorra, are you?
Yes, that's it. And we're going to walk westward, go into Spain and then into France, and aim for Lourdes and Pau.
Are you camping then?
Oh yes, that's part of the fun.
How long does it take you to walk all that way?
About 12 nights, we reckon. All being well, we're catching the train back on Saturday the 23rd and arriving in Dover on the 24th, the Sunday.
That sounds really nice. I hope you have good weather.
Thanks, I hope so too. And the same to you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. You will now hear the texts again.
Hey Charlie, what are you doing for your holiday?
We are going to Tunisia for a couple of weeks.
Oh yes? When are you going?
Well, we're leaving on Saturday, August 16th, and we're getting back on Sunday 31st.
You're leaving from London, are you?
Yes, that's right. From Gatwick Airport, early in the morning. The flight leaves at 7:30, in fact.
What are you going to do in Tunisia, then? Sunbathe on the beach?
Well, I'm going to spend a lot of my time on the beach, if I can. But my wife Jill's got lots of ideas about visits. So we're going to see the Sahara Desert and the Roman ruins. And she wants to go to the Tunis to buy a carpet or something.
You're going to have some heavy luggage when you come back then?
I suppose so. We usually do. What about you then? Where are you going on holiday, Annie?
Well, we're going trekking in the Pyrenees.
Trekking, are you? That sounds energetic. Are you going in a group then?
Yes, about 10 of us. We're meeting at Dover on Saturday evening, August 9th, at 8 o'clock. That's the Saturday before you go. We're taking the ferry to France and then going by train to Toulouse, and then by bus to Andorra.
So you are going to start walking in Andorra, are you?
Yes, that's it. And we're going to walk westward, go into Spain and then into France, and aim for Lourdes and Pau.
Are you camping then?
Oh yes, that's part of the fun.
How long does it take you to walk all that way?
About 12 nights, we reckon. All being well, we're catching the train back on Saturday the 23rd and arriving in Dover on the 24th, the Sunday.
That sounds really nice. I hope you have good weather.
Thanks, I hope so too. And the same to you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А8, А14. Вы услышите рассказ мужчины о его первых годах пребывания в Англии. Выполните задание А8, А14, обводя цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую номеру выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Bill, tell me a bit about your first impressions of the UK.
I arrived in London with my wife in the late 1980s, and obviously our first problem was to find a place to stay. For a while, we stayed with a Polish landlady who worked for the British Museum. She was about to be married to Mr. Black, a gentleman of very useful contacts in varied spheres of life. She was looking for a bigger property for herself and her future husband. She kept careful records of what she had seen and what the potential of property was. She knew so much about it that one could think that she was working for some company which dealt with buying and selling houses. She found a couple of houses which she and Mr. Black thought had great potential and which were within our price range. They were also in a nice area and the right size for us. At her suggestion, we looked at these properties to get the feel of the market. I think it would have taken us a long time to find something suitable that we could afford. You know, I think we really landed on our feet when we stayed with her.
So you found a more permanent place to stay after that?
Well, we set off to see one of the houses our landlady had suggested. It was near York. What a wonderful address. The house was run down, though, so no building society would lend us any money to buy it. But after a while, I found a local building society which was planning to buy the house for their needs. After some negotiations, they agreed to lend me part of the money, provided that I completely rewired the house, fixed the roof, and made good the wall that was falling down at the back of the house. I couldn't believe it at first, but I had to agree to do it, though because there was another way, I would have been able to get any finance. I suppose I realised, though, that the property had lots of potential and was a good investment, because when we sold it 4 years later, it doubled the value.
Bill, are you much of a handyman yourself? Do you like the store do-it-yourself?
You know, there are times in your life when you just have to grit your teeth and get on with things if you want to succeed. That was one of those moments. I had no money left, so I had to do it all myself, and I didn't have any of the necessary skills for that either. However, I could use my hands and had a basic idea how things were done. For 6 months, I would get up early in the morning, cycle to the firm I was working for. After 8 hours of work, I would cycle to the house in York, and I would work like crazy on all the jobs till 1 in the morning. Then I would cycle back home, sleep, and then it would start all over again. 6 months later, the kitchen and the living room were ready, and we were able to move in. At that time, I was covered all over with some unsightly sort of red pimples. It was nervous stress plus overwork, plus probably bad diet or whatever, but I did manage to get this house right. So when we moved in, I felt relieved and happy, although we had to continue the renovation over the next 2 years. Our friends, who felt sorry for us, were willing to help. They said that they'd been worried about us, during the heavy building phase particularly.
Bill, you mentioned using your bike a lot. Are you a keen cyclist?
I refused to take public transport in London after a couple of months, although the bus fare was quite reasonable. I was late for work several times in the early days and was still on my probation period, so I decided to avoid the buses altogether. You know, I'm convinced that the bus drivers were not really interested in providing a good service for passengers. So I became a cyclist out of necessity. But to be honest, I do like the freedom it gives me. And if you cycle early in the morning, there's very little traffic to disturb you or to pollute the air.
You've been here for some time now. So do you feel completely integrated into the British way of life?
I think complete integration can only be a distant aim or objective, if you want it. And I'm not so sure that it's desirable anyway. You know, that to integrate completely would mean that I would have to give up some of my own personality and some of my own ways of doing things. I would have to change things that I've been doing since childhood. I'm not so sure that I want to do that. And anyway, I feel well settled in at work and have good contact with my immediate English neighbours and friends. I speak English well enough to communicate in all social and professional contexts, so language is no longer a barrier. In fact, I think most people find my foreign accent charming, so I wouldn't ever want to lose that.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. You will now hear the text again.
Bill, tell me a bit about your first impressions of the UK.
I arrived in London with my wife in the late 1980s, and obviously our first problem was to find a place to stay. For a while, we stayed with a Polish landlady who worked for the British Museum. She was about to be married to Mr. Black, a gentleman of very useful contacts in varied spheres of life. She was looking for a bigger property for herself and her future husband. She kept careful records of what she had seen and what the potential of property was. She knew so much about it that one could think that she was working for some company which dealt with buying and selling houses. She found a couple of houses which she and Mr. Black thought had great potential and which were within our price range. They were also in a nice area and the right size for us. At her suggestion, we looked at these properties to get the feel of the market. I think it would have taken us a long time to find something suitable that we could afford. You know, I think we really landed on our feet when we stayed with her.
So you found a more permanent place to stay after that?
Well, we set off to see one of the houses our landlady had suggested. It was near York. What a wonderful address. The house was run down, though, so no building society would lend us any money to buy it. But after a while, I found a local building society which was planning to buy the house for their needs. After some negotiations, they agreed to lend me part of the money, provided that I completely rewired the house, fixed the roof, and made good the wall that was falling down at the back of the house. I couldn't believe it at first, but I had to agree to do it, though because there was another way, I would have been able to get any finance. I suppose I realised, though, that the property had lots of potential and was a good investment, because when we sold it 4 years later, it doubled the value.
Bill, are you much of a handyman yourself? Do you like the store do-it-yourself?
You know, there are times in your life when you just have to grit your teeth and get on with things if you want to succeed. That was one of those moments. I had no money left, so I had to do it all myself, and I didn't have any of the necessary skills for that either. However, I could use my hands and had a basic idea how things were done. For 6 months, I would get up early in the morning, cycle to the firm I was working for. After 8 hours of work, I would cycle to the house in York, and I would work like crazy on all the jobs till 1 in the morning. Then I would cycle back home, sleep, and then it would start all over again. 6 months later, the kitchen and the living room were ready, and we were able to move in. At that time, I was covered all over with some unsightly sort of red pimples. It was nervous stress plus overwork, plus probably bad diet or whatever, but I did manage to get this house right. So when we moved in, I felt relieved and happy, although we had to continue the renovation over the next 2 years. Our friends, who felt sorry for us, were willing to help. They said that they'd been worried about us, during the heavy building phase particularly.
Bill, you mentioned using your bike a lot. Are you a keen cyclist?
I refused to take public transport in London after a couple of months, although the bus fare was quite reasonable. I was late for work several times in the early days and was still on my probation period, so I decided to avoid the buses altogether. You know, I'm convinced that the bus drivers were not really interested in providing a good service for passengers. So I became a cyclist out of necessity. But to be honest, I do like the freedom it gives me. And if you cycle early in the morning, there's very little traffic to disturb you or to pollute the air.
You've been here for some time now. So do you feel completely integrated into the British way of life?
I think complete integration can only be a distant aim or objective, if you want it. And I'm not so sure that it's desirable anyway. You know, that to integrate completely would mean that I would have to give up some of my own personality and some of my own ways of doing things. I would have to change things that I've been doing since childhood. I'm not so sure that I want to do that. And anyway, I feel well settled in at work, and have good contact with my immediate English neighbours and friends. I speak English well enough to communicate in all social and professional contexts, so language is no longer a barrier. In fact, I think most people find my foreign accent charming, so I wouldn't ever want to lose that.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.